April is National Poetry Month. Now, you probably didn't know that unless you're a school teacher or you happen to be walking down a street in Miami. A group called the Miami Poetry Collective has been trying to make poetry an everyday part of life for those of us who don't know a verse from a stanza. About once a month, they set up shop on a sidewalk with a clackety old typewriter, and they deliver fresh poems on the spot to anybody walking by.
We're Poem Depot. We are the Miami Poetry Collective, and we're selling poems tonight. Subject of your choice, style of your choice, starting at $2. You get a free journal with it. Anything past $2 that you care to give us, so we'll happily accept. Tell me about the poem
what
that you would like.
What should the poem be about?
No, that's for you to decide. You're the customer.
She needs to shut up and write.
Shut up and write. Okay. Anything else we should include in this poem?
She likes birds.
Her name? Birds? Okay. Yeah, bird, that helps.
She lives in Fresno.
Fresno. All right, I think we can make a poem out of that. For Sandra, who needs to shut up and write, likes birds, then lives in Fresno.
It's called Shut Up and Write. When the moon falls on the water, no one wave is concerned with the next. Whatever light it catches thrills it. The dance is always happening. Words occur and they do not stop until we interfere. And even then they still come. Be to words what they would like, something to carry them, and then they will be what you want. When the moon falls on the wave, the light consumes it. But the wave does not know that it is defining the light. The wave breaks and spreads out, whatever the night has brought. And this is what words reveal when you allow the quiet to enter.
Poetry is definitely made to be read out loud and typed on a manual type.
No, it's there. You just got to let it come to you.
It's the idea that everybody will have this kind of very simple, inexpensive, fun arts transaction. It's almost like I have the impulse to write, but I really can't write. I'd like to express something, so I'll hand it over to you, and you'll express it, but differently than I ever would have. And what comes out, it might not be what you would do if you had 3 years to agonize over it. So that I think certain things come out that just surprise you, and that's really fun.
My name's Kristen Chambreau, and I said the first thing that actually just came into my head, which was horseradish. And honestly, I've never even had horseradish before. I just thought it would be, I think it's a fabulous sounding word, and I just thought it would be a really great poem topic. If you can write a poem about anything, like, let's see you do it.
Well, I really like spicy things, and actually, earlier I thought that I should write a poem to onions earlier in the day because that's my favorite thing to eat in the world. So I immediately sense that sensation you get when you bite some horseradish and your eyes kind of hurt and water. And so I'm working from there. I'm holding my ode to horseradish for $8. We gave above and beyond the donation. So it says, ode to horseradish. It's like wasabi or a sucker punch. Once it leaves its destination, it takes a freight train straight to your eyes. But like that hot guy, the one living on the other, forgets to call. Though the getting hurts, it sure is good. By Yadira Peralta. I hope I didn't... Yadira Peralta. Apparently, it takes a freight train straight to my eyes. So I don't know if I really want to go for it. I think this is really clever and so fun.
We got a poem about the ocean and the moon. You can do that.
The Miami Poetry Collective's Poem Depot. Next month, they'll be at the Little Haiti Cultural Center in Miami on May 15th. Alicia Zuckerman produced our story.